This is your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. This song.
I'm not ashamed to say.
Not this version. This is the original Andrew Gold version.
Yeah.
But the song was used for the Golden Girls,
yeah,
the TV show where actress Betty White was part of the cast for years. In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis, I know you're singing along to the theme on
Absolutely,
home studio. Yeah. And I don't know, I'm trying to determine whether this is going to be a controversy or not, but there's a little buzz going on, I guess.
It's Betty.
About Betty White and People Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Betty Buzz.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, People had the big, as they're saying, you know, final interview as part of their double issue, I guess, at the year end.
Yeah.
Talking about her turning 100 is a lot of work was advancing in the expectations of her birthday coming up in January. In fact, we had the news yesterday, right? There's some documentary.
Yes, there is.
Which is still going to be shown.
Right.
That talks about her turning 100, even though obviously she didn't. But anyway. So People Magazine, apparently it's been discovered that the talk about this final interview is apparently based on three quotes in the story by Liz McNeil that were sent to People from Betty White by email. No one actually talked to her. Apparently the interview is some old People interviews with Betty White, as well as some current updates from her friends and her manager.
Yeah.
So some are wondering, was that really an interview with Betty White or not?
Yeah.
And just suggesting that perhaps People is embellishing in order to gain some more sales for having what is the final interview. So, again, I don't know if it's – I'm trying to, of course, search the ever-present what I know will be the final word in all this, whatever's going on online – because goodness knows we can trust all that buzz going on, but it remains to be determined.
I wish I had saved an item I saw last night that one of our former colleagues had on Facebook. They inserted Betty White in song lyrics, such as in Betty White Eyes and
a lot of others.
Yeah, right. So they substitute Betty throughout several different songs. It's really quite clever.
That's clever.
Good old Randy. Randy put that together.
Well, I have to say that in this little mention talking about, they do include the quotes, apparently, that are from Betty, that she actually did, apparently, whether she did it herself or through her publicist or whatever, because People asked her about turning 100 years old. She says, I'm so lucky to be in such good health and feel so good at this age. It's amazing. She said in another question that she was born a cockeyed optimist. I got it from my mom and that never changed. I always find the positive. Which is a good thing, we think. And when it came to asking her about what does she consume in order to stay healthy, she says, I try to avoid anything green. I think it's working so far.
I read that quote.
Anything green, really, because usually you hear eat green, and if it's green, it's good for you.
Right.
Yeah, I think my wife's going to live to be 100. She avoids things green.
Well, if she does achieve that age, put her in touch with People Magazine.
Well, no, I'll just send the quotes.
I found some more of those lyrics with names inserted, such as in Betty White's and White Satin, the Beatles' Betty White album. It's a nice day for a Betty White wedding. It don't matter if you're black or Betty White. Ooh, Betty White lightning.
How about nights in Betty White lightning?
I think that's here somewhere.
Is it?
I'm dreaming of a Betty White Christmas, a Betty Whiter shade of pale.
No.
Betty White rabbit. and let's see. I think that's pretty much it. But I had a little fun with it.
That's very clever.